some lovely jam right there.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I want to listen to that for the rest of my life, you know, and just like jam all the way.
Yeah. Put myself to sleep to that tune. But it's a beautiful tune.
Yeah, it is.
All right, you're listening to Soul Sandwich Thanksgiving Edition.
Yes, you're listening to Soul Sandwich Thanksgiving Edition. What is our theme for today?
Our theme for today is the fattest beats to give thanks to. In life, there's a lot of great music you hear, and some of that great music is so inspirational, so amazing, and so like motivational that you got to give thanks to it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to kick things off with a classic sample from a classic West Coast jam.
Can you tell us what that is?
Dr. Dre's The Next Episode. But the jam that it's inspired from is actually a jazz song from the 70s. It's by an artist named David McCallum, and the song is called The Edge.
Ooh.
And it's...
Wasn't it like also sampled on a Snoop Dogg song or something?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, Dr. Dre was quite the crate digger, and he actually managed to find lots of cool tracks from soul and, you know, funk records that he had. You know, like, he just kind of drew influences from wherever he could find them. And as a result, he got like really killer beats, for every one of his albums. So, should we kick it, Ola?
Let's kick it with that. This is, David Callum with The
Edge. Yes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Sorry, we forgot to introduce the show. The show is Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. Hopefully you enjoy The Edge by David Callum.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Ooh, yeah, that gave me chills, you know? Like, I don't know how you feel about that, Rohit. How do you feel about that?
Man, that is one of the most classical, epic-sounding beats to ever draw inspiration from. And Dr. Dre, you know, he just hit it out of the park with that. How do you find that? Like, how do you go through a stack of records and find that exact one.
And
that then, exact moment and know exactly where to cut it.
And then make an iconic track off of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that just takes, like, lyrical talent from, like, from everyone involved in the project, you know?
Yeah,
like,
just mad production skill. And, I mean, just an ear for, like, I think Dr. Dre, people just got to give him credit for, like, having a natural ear for music.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I don't know. There's some people who can just hear a tune and they know exactly what they want to do with it. And that track right there just spawned, like, many other classic tracks to come after. And, it goes to show that in whether it be any genre, like, you know, the inspirations can come from anywhere.
Yeah, the inspiration is dynamic, you know. It's like Dre was inspired by this track, right? And, like, he made a hot track of this, and, like, people made remixes and, like, different tracks that, like, were based off of his own remix of another remix of another song. So it's like it's just this process of, like, creative building on top of each other, like, collaboration, like, between different eras, you know. And it's like this magical thing happens whenever that happens. So yeah, that's great. Do you have any other tracks for us, Rohit?
Yeah, I mean, kind of keeping up with the orchestral theme.
Yeah, let's keep going with orchestral.
Well, we'll go with that for a bit, and then we'll get into, like, really heavy sounding electronic-y beats probably later on.
Yeah.
But with the orchestral theme continuing, we've got the Andrew Oldham Orchestra, and the song is called "The Last Time." And the reason I picked this one is because one of my favorite melodies. Seriously, it was just one of my favorite melodies in all of music is the melody that I heard in the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony. Mm. You will recognize it as soon as I play this song.
Most of these songs are going to be very, very iconic.
Yeah, they're very iconic. Today we're doing iconic songs, but maybe you didn't know where they came from. And the Verve is like they were, like, really big in the 90s. They're an English, like, alternative rock band. And I really like how they incorporated string instruments into their music. And this song in particular, Bittersweet Symphony, is just gorgeous. And but they got it from the Andrew Oldham Orchestra. The Last Time is the track by Andrew Oldham Orchestra. And it's gorgeous. I think you guys are going to love it. Even if you're not the biggest fan of classical music, I think you're going to dig this track. Because it just sounds pretty. You'll know what I mean. It just sounds beautiful. So why don't we show these good folks what it is we're about here in Soul Sandwich?
Which is, let's go right into it.
Exposing
man.
Your ears to beautiful music,
yeah.
Music that you give thanks to. It's Soul Sandwich Thanksgiving edition. Check it out.
Oh my God. All right, check it out.
Yeah, you're back on Soul Sandwich.
Soul Sandwich.
Oh, damn, you did that way better than me.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful, man. What did you think of that track, man?
Oh, that was great. I mean, it sounded familiar, but I'm not even sure where I've heard that from. Like, it just sounds... And it sounds great, by the way. It sounds like very, very... I give thanks to, like, the music gods for, like, giving us, you know, people that can make music, because I can't make music to save my life anyway. So, yeah. So tell us more about that, Rohit.
Yeah, so I was just doing a little research while we were listening to that song. And it turns out the Andrew Oldham Orchestra actually based this song on a Rolling Stones song. Because Ola is asking me, oh, what's the album it's on? I'm like, actually, I don't even know the album. I literally only know that one song by Andrew Oldham Orchestra. And it turns out the entire album is called Rolling Stones Songbook. And Andrew Oldham basically adapted a whole bunch of songs by the Rolling Stones and made them into like classical pieces, orchestral pieces, which, as you can tell, sounds amazing. So it's actually... For the real OG credit to the song, for the song creation, you got to give it to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, like hopefully hopefully we didn't like gloss over them like in our last bit where we were like, oh yeah, Andrew Oldham.
Well, know? It's funny because I mentioned the Verve and Bittersweet Symphony, and actually they got into trouble for not giving credit.
Oh.
And then that's what happened basically. They actually had to like pay up some money and then give credit to the Rolling Stones who originally crafted the song the last time.
It's like a really weird, like, I wouldn't say gray area, you know? It's like just
music
like,
copyright is very...
It's very highly contested.
Very complicated.
Because, you know, like, when is it copying and when is it inspiration, you know? Like
with the whole, what was it? Was it Stevie Wonder and... No, Stevie Wonder, actually. It was Pharrell and somebody else.
It's Pharrell and...
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye.
Yes, that's what it was.
But Vanilla Ice and... Under Pressure...
Yeah, Queen.
Queen, I think
Queen
so.
Actually made the song Under Pressure. Yeah,
just like
there's countless
examples of people making music like that sounds like something else or was inspired by something else, and like you know.
And some might say copied.
Some might say.
Others would say inspired, right? Copied, inspired. No, like you said, like the line blurs copied and inspired.
Also, I guess. It kind of like also weird seeing that like the song that actually got hit with the lawsuit by Marvin Gaye was actually called Blurred Lines, which is a very detestable song. I don't know why I saw that parallel, but I don't know if I hate as much as I hate Robin Thicke, and I don't really like I like Pharrell as a musician, but I do think that like that verdict by the court was kind of a step back for music, you know, like if you know some songs that just take inspiration from or just take a beat from like a from another song and they need to pay like several thousand dollars as a reparation for stealing the person's music, then like, you know, music is probably in shit. No, sorry. Disclaimer. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Bad words.
Bad words.
Bad words were said.
Body.
Don't do that again.
Do you have any more info about the whole Andrew Oldham?
No, I spoke my piece.
You spoke your piece? Okay.
How about you, Ola? What's a beat that you give thanks to?
Well, I have two. The first is by Bad Bad Not Good.
Oh, we both got a Bad Bad Not Good. Which one is this one?
Confessions.
Okay. Yeah, let's line up some Bad Bad Not Good back to back.
Back to back. And then I have a Catronata, one of his new tracks.
All right, we're starting to amp things up here.
It's pretty good. So yeah, I'll just like go into it. Bad, bad, not good with Confessions. I hadn't actually listened to the three albums. The album, you know, the album's called I, which is basically three. But I like my favorite song was Can't Take the Night and like Kaleidoscope, which were the best songs on the album. But like
I would agree with you, yeah.
But the problem is that there's so much good stuff for other moods that we always like just glaze over. So like I realize that like because I'm always like, you know, hype. So like I'm always like, oh, Can't Take the Night is like, oh my god, this is like sounds so much like hip hop, but it's jazz, you know. But like then you hear like songs like Confessions, and I was like making furniture then, and I was just like, oh wow, this is so soothing. I will just like sit back and like just nod my head up and down for a bit while making my furniture. It was like probably the most semi groovy, relaxing experience ever. So I just felt like I had to just like put this one on the show. And then K Trinada also was there. So I'll just go ahead and play it. You're listening to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9.
Enjoy. Beats We Give and Thanks To, man.
Beats We Give Thanks
Starting
For.
Starting off with some BBNG Confessions.
BBNG.
And we'll do some more BBNG right after that. Stay tuned, folks.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
Yeah, we're gonna do some more BBNG here, inspired by a classic J Dilla production, Fall in Love, coming at you. One of the beats, one of the greatest beats of all time that you gotta give thanks to. So stay tuned right here on Soul Sandwich. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Bad, bad, not good, Fall in Love, inspired by J Dilla.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Whew. Yeah.
All time. One of the all time greats. All time
bests, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, oh, man. Oh.
When that drummer drops.
You've just seen us in here. We're just like.
We're just vibing.
Just, like, vibe. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, we give thanks for that. We give thanks for the drummer of BBNG.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name is...
Everybody in the band. The bassist, too. The pianist is, like, I have, like, you know, me and my friend Jordy, who's been on the show before, we've kind of had, like, this little discussion of, does it just go a bit too jazzy sometimes? Just a little bit? Like, it's like he wants to prove himself to everybody. He's like he goes crazy on the piano solos. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean exactly,
But you know what? As a trio, they do mesh and
very,
they really
very
gel.
Very talented. They really work well together. It's like PB&J and, like... What else goes with PB&J and like hot chocolate? You know, it's like it's just like the perfect mix of everything.
That's a good that is a good combo, man. PBJ sandwich and a hot chocolate. It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. So we got BBNG. It's young. I don't know how old all of them are, but
they're just like in their early 20s,
yeah,
man.
Like 23, 22.
Crazy talented. I think they're like our age, you know.
Yeah, jazz trio from
Toronto.
We have Matthew Tavares. He's on the keys, the guy that always goes crazy on the keys. We have Chester Hansen on the bass with the bass guitar.
And,
I mean,
the bass is also very key.
Yeah, very very. I don't know, like, because like most bands, people are always like, oh yeah, the bass, like nobody cares about the bass, but like. Yeah, like he's one of the guys. He's the guy. No, he's not the guy, but he's like he puts
well, he's
together,
like I mean
you know?
The bass drives the beat. Like,
exactly, he
especially
drives, exactly.
In jazz. Exactly. In jazz, it's very key. Yeah, but I mean, in all musical forms, like a bass guitar can be, or an instrument that is bass like, you know, takes that precedence. It takes that charge, and although it may sound like it's in the background, like it is. Crucial,
it
and
crucial.
You can hear it especially
hear it exactly.
In BBNG.
And then we have Alex Sawinski, our drummer,
who I'd argue is like the most talented drummer in that group.
Yeah,
I mean, the most talented musician in that group, just because of what he does with the drums. It's incredible.
It's
the guy,
incredible.
One of the best drummers I've ever heard. Actually,
he is the best drummer I've ever heard, like ever. Like holy, okay, that's debatable.
There's a lot of good drummers, but no, I mean, for how young he is and how killer he is, like he can only go up from here, you know.
Yeah, I think they went to the Humber College of Music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think they have their roots in jazz, and they've been trained very well,
but then they fell into hip-hop
and they just like used their inspirations to like, you know, make great music, you know,
and now like all these big names want to work with them. Like we've played Sour Soul album, which was
Ghostface Killah.
Yeah,
we had Danny Brown on that.
It's incredible. You go from like classically trained jazz artists to like playing with the biggest names in hip hop. It's insane,
and it goes so well.
And now they're touring the world. I don't know,
these guys.
They're living the dream, man.
Hands up to them, man.
But
holy shit.
they did work hard for it. So
they did work very hard for it. So you can't take that away from them in any way.
So
what else do you have?
Well, I was going to say you should play what you got lined up next, which is?
Ketra Turu.
Ketra Nada.
Ketra Damus.
Ketra Damus.
Ketra Nada. You know, we got him. Like, you should know by now that me and Rohi, we just like we, okay, so you should just know like bad, bad, not good. And Ketra Nada, they're basically the artists that we basically worship on
in terms
show.
Of
like,
especially terms for of, Canadian,
especially for Canadian content, because these guys are like these guys. Are like
but they're producing good stuff,
exactly.
And they're producing like good stuff regularly and consistently.
Exactly,
so.
And like, it's uncharted territory. Like they're like, you know, they're pushing the boundaries of like what music is in their genre, and it's just like.
That's a great way to say it.
I didn't even know this was hip hop, you know. I didn't even know this was jazz, you know.
And in Ketra Nada's case, like what?
What are you doing?
All the it's like club, house,
hip hop selection, soul,
yes, funk,
jazz, funk,
pop.
Yeah. Yeah, and like
all the good stuff, all of there.
Recently, he just started like I don't know, like over like a couple of minutes or so, he dropped like maybe 10 different tracks. I think he was just
what?
Like, I think he was just like playing around and like he made all of them available for download.
Nice.
And he's just like for Thanksgiving weekend, he's just giving us like gifts.
Oh, for
stuff.
Real, man!
Yeah.
I didn't even know about this. So is it a new stuff?
Yeah, this is new stuff.
Oh
like,
snap!
Like
have you heard this before?
So. I have heard this. It's actually just. It's called Bow Bow Feds Taking Pics. It's like 2 minutes. And I think it's just like one of his, like, because all of them are like 2 minutes, 1 minute, 3 minutes. And they're all just like short, like, clips of different beats with different sounds. And like,
nice.
I don't know whether he's been working on them for like ever since, or he's just been working on them like quite recently. But like,
and then just kind of like, hey, here
just,
you go.
Just like, this is hey, stuff I've have been some. On. Just like, you get a beat, and you get a beat.
He's pulling an Oprah.
He's pulling Oprah. So we have Kitchenada, artist from Montreal. His name is Louis Kevin Celestin. And yeah, he's probably one of my favorite artists, and maybe one of the real hits artists as well. We were talking
definitely
about
one of
like
my favorite producers,
how
yeah.
I always lose, how I never get to see any of my favorite artists. Bad, Bad, Not Good, and both and Kitchenada both came to Vancouver recently.
They did. Well, I mean, last year.
Last year.
I don't know
like,
if they've come recently.
But I've missed both times.
Oh man, that's a tragedy.
Like, and like Rohit goes all the
way.
Just like,
well,
oh, like,
I had to go to those two, man. Don't worry, they'll come back. They'll come back.
Yeah, so we are gonna just go on
some new Kitchenada.
Yeah,
I'm psyched to hear this, man.
Hot selections. Bow Bow, Feds Taking Pics. It's like slash Feds Taking Pics.
Cool.
So yeah, it's very groovy, very nice, slow, jazzy, but also very PD. It's very good. So hold on, we're gonna be right back with more music. Right now we have Kitchenada with Bow Bow, Feds Taking Pics. Enjoy.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Tune in every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. with your host, Jed, as he starts off with some serene, chill tracks at the beginning and slowly builds to the insanest bass melters of all time. Crescendo will take you on a musical magic carpet ride that you couldn't imagine in your wildest dreams.
All right, and we're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. You're listening to Soul Sandwich, and I'm your host, Ola, here with your other hosts,
Just one. Just sorry to burst your bubble. Nah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's me, Raw Heat, Raw Diggity, Raw Beats, you know.
DJ Raw Heat.
Roto. I mean, the nicknames keep coming.
Yeah, they just keep coming, man.
Yeah, man. That was a sick K-Tronada track. I just want to say again, that was sick. That was like the I didn't expect that. He's really going in a new direction, more old school vibe, but like, oh, it was beautiful. I was just so choked that it was only two. It was like 2 minutes.
It was just two minutes. Two Ketra, straight minutes. And I'm just like,
give us more of that.
Why? He's just giving us like some tidbits.
Little teases.
Like, little teasers. Like,
yeah,
oh,
come
yeah,
on, man.
Just,
no, don't
no,
do
man,
that
don't
to
do
it.
That. You should make like a 10 hour.
If his next album sounds like that,
yeah,
we're in for a treat, man.
I think he's actually going to take a break off like actual albuming for a while, because like he's
fair enough.
He's been doing like big jobs for like a bunch of. I know he did. Like,
he's been producing
was,
a lot. Yeah,
Talib,
he's just been
Quilly,
like collabing,
yeah, collabing a lot of. Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
Hardest
working producer these days.
Exactly, and like, you know, I don't know if he's still with Han, What and Where, but like I mean, those guys are also still doing a lot with Taku Beats and like all those guys. They're all just working really hard. So. A
lot of talent out there these days in the production scene. I mean, it's great. It's great. We have
very
it
great.
Just gives us more choice as music consumers. You know,
that's it. And like choice is always good. You know, I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if that's like the capitalism thing talking, but choice is always good. Yeah, I don't know.
That free market though.
The market economy.
Not
bro. All
right. Before we start to sound like you know, capitalist shills.
Yeah.
Let us give it up for like. Probably, arguably, the best and most thankful beat of all. Like, the beat that we should be giving the most thanks to.
What is
Apache
that?
By Ooh. The incredible oh. Bongo Band, recorded in Vancouver
Ooh.
Back in the 70s.
Nice.
Back
nice.
In the
that was
day.
Like in the day. That was like pioneer hip-hop right there.
Yes,
right?
That Yo. This is the track that you have heard probably in every hip hop, almost not every hip hop, but like every song that you think of as being like a big time track in hip hop, chances are it has the drum break from Apache by the incredible Bongo Band. The guy who is behind it was called his name is Michael Viner or Viner. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but the guy, this is the weird thing. He used to be a political aide for Robert Kennedy.
Like
ain't
the
that crazy?
The
yeah,
Kennedy?
The Kennedy, the Robert Kennedy,
like the governor or the senator.
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Oh,
ain't
oh.
that insane?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then he like hated politics after a while and wanted to get into music, and he actually collaborated with all kinds of. There's a whole story about this. The movie's called Sample This. Just watch it. It's incredible.
Is it like
Ola,
a documentary kind of movie? Or
it's
it
a
like
documentary,
a
and it kind of gives you the founding of the origin story of this beat, Apache, which you hear in so many incredible hip-hop tracks. And probably more to this day, it's continuing. I mean, the beat break here is like, this is like what breakdancers break to. This is what rappers cipher to. This is it.
Oh.
This is the foundation
right,
of all the musical elements of hip hop.
Let's hear it.
So
man.
Let's go for it. Incredible Bongo Band with Apache, the classic break. Enjoy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yo, Rohit, that was...
Whew. It's the ultimate, man. The ultimate.
Holy crap, man. Oh, so, damn.
This has been the 10th episode of Season 2 of Soul Sandwich.
What?
Thanksgiving edition. And we've given thanks to some really awesome beats today. I mean, like, everything from, you know, jazz to, you know, old school orchestral music to... heavy electronic to
brand new stuff
like, you know, to the homage, ultimate, which, you know, is the Incredible Bongo Band.
Yeah.
And really, we got to give them the most props because they started this.
Yeah, they started, like, I mean, they're like one of the, or like get on it, right? Or
the most, yeah, jump on it, jump is the song it, like, that, yo, everybody, like, recognizes of it. But you probably recognize that doom ta 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 doom ta. That break is everywhere in hip hop. So check out the documentary Sample This if you want to get more education about hip-hop's most influential sample and, you know, breakbeat of all time. It's been good, you know, having you folks tuning in. You can always check out our podcast as well on CITR.ca and shows. You look up Soul Sandwich and you'll find our podcast there. And you can always check out the track list as well. Now you can search songs and it'll come up in our track list. And you'll be able to see exactly all the songs we played every episode now that the new website is up. Take advantage of this feature. Yeah. It's a great feature.
Yeah, you can, like, just, like, look at whatever songs we played and, like, you know, you do, like, oh, yeah, I remember the song. This song was, like, one of my favorite songs from, like, the last show. And,
exactly.
You know, just, like, save it onto your Spotify playlist or something.
Precise.
I tend to have the Spotify playlist on Spotify, so if you don't want to, like, you know, have a lot of memory on you, you can just, like, follow either Rohit SoundCloud or follow my Spotify, and you can get all the music.
Yeah, just look at Rohit well. Joseph. Rohit, what's your name on Spotify?
It's, oh, wow.
Do you have, like, a...
Olamide Olanion, okay, my full name.
Your full name.
Olamide Olanion.
Good stuff.
You will tend to find, just, or you can just look for the Soul Sandwich playlist.
So there we
just,
go. Like, yeah, and same Soul with SoundCloud. I usually put up playlists, but I don't have all the playlists we've ever done, but, like, you know, yeah, I put up a few.
Exactly, we have a
few songs. Maybe you can
get
some bonus stuff that you haven't heard on the radio
that you just didn't play, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, like,
because we got time limitations.
Yeah, I would try to put the podcast up before the next show. Yeah, hopefully you guys will be able to, like, look, get it. If you, in case you didn't catch the show, or you just the end of the show.
Hopefully you'll be able to listen to it over Thanksgiving dinner. And, you know, tell your parents, like, here's some fat beats that we gotta give thanks to.
Yeah, and, like, you know, just, like, throw it at your parents, you know? Like,
Don't throw beats at your parents.
No,
they throw beats at you. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. In a... You know, some people have had bad experiences with that. I got you,
bro.
Yeah,
I got you, what I'm saying.
I got you.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
Yes.
And on that note.
And if you want, like, you know, you want to send music our way or, like, mail our way, I mean...
We actually got something recently from Busty in the Bass, which I'm psyched. We'll probably reveal that next show.
Yeah, we'll probably reveal that next show. We might actually do, like, a review session. Let's do that.
It was exciting to get mail.
First
so,
time.
Yo, local artists out there, especially if you're, like, hip-hop or soul, funk inspired, that's the electronic as well. That's the kind of stuff we play. So please send your mixtapes or whatever.
Yeah.
Send it our way and... We'll play it, you know. You can mail it to CITR or just look us up on SoundCloud, Spotify, and give us a shout.
Yeah, just, like, send us a message, man. Say
cool.
Hello. All right, so this has been nice. This is Soul Sandwich Season 2, Episode 10, Thanksgiving Edition.
Edition.
Beats that we give thanks for. Fat beats that we give thanks for.
Yeah.
And also...
You had a title that was great.
It was just like glory. He was just like, oh, like, you
beats
know, like,
that make you go glory.
You just, like, you just
I
close
love
your
that.
Eyes and just, like, sit back and, like, oh, you know, that sounds like a weird glory, but, like, yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Holy glory rather than
holy glory.
Then you're a little sexual glory. Beats that make you go glory.
Okay, we're gonna go.
We gotta
on
go.
Air.
Now.
We gotta go. We've been on air for too long. Oh, I'm sorry,
the
guys.
Longest outro of all time.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. Have turkey. Vote on Monday.
It'll be the Monday after.
Sorry, vote the next Monday.
Yeah, October 19th, yo.
October 19th. Exercise your democratic rights. We also had a great show last week.
Yeah, you should check it out. That's up now.
That's up now.
Political protest songs. Best of the best.
The best of the best, man. And, you know, I mean, obviously there's some songs excluded, but, you know, you'll be intrigued at the songs that we have.
Well, maybe we could save it. We can have a few political songs again, you know, since it'll be
right on the
Yeah, we'll be pretty elections. Much on the eve of elections,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, folks.
We have C-Morg up next.
Yep.
The Persian language show. And you have just listened to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9, coming to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is Rohit. Say hello.
Or say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wasn't that from like a
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, goodbye. You can sing. I can't.
I can't sing to save my life, but okay.
All right. See ya. It's been too long.
It's way too long. I'm sorry, guys. Bye. Bye.
Peace.
Peace. Bye.